All right, what else? I know you drove a couple of cars in the last week or two, so what's the second one?
Yeah, so the second one we drove was a 2022 Lexus UX, and I know there's lots of different abbreviations and names, folks. So this is kind of Lexus's new vehicle that they introduced, I guess, a few years ago. No, nothing really significant for 2022. It was first introduced in 2019, and I believe the one we drove, Dad, was a hybrid, if I'm not mistaken in it, but I'm not 100% positive. There's lots of different ones. Regardless, this still has the older style infotainment system that you aren't necessarily a fan of.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I drove the new, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the new NX, and I really like that infotainment system, which I believe Lexus is planning on going to. And I think once they get to that in all their cars, people are going to be really, really impressed with it. It is a small, small, small SUV. I'm just going to be 100% honest, folks. You are going to be really hard pressed to be able to get two adults plus four car seats, or sorry, plus two car seats even, much less two full-size adults in the back seat. And I know a lot of you parents listening like to know that type of stuff. And I'll be honest, I was barely able to get a booster seat in the back seat of this car. I wasn't able to get a full-size, you know, car seat or some of these bigger ones. And Dad, obviously, you know, you kind of took the kids around in it. Well, actually, I guess you in the Tucson, but you've taken the kids around these cars before, and it's not easy to get those car seats.
No, you got to have a fairly good sized back seat to do it. Or to, in fact, in a lot of cases, the car seat's bigger than a full size adult, which I don't think most people think about.
No, well, exactly. But with the room you need, and obviously the safety, they've done it for a good reason, but you need quite a bit of room, especially because you don't want the kids kicking the back of the seat. Yeah,
thank you.
Those sorts of things.
Yes. Well, you know, the thing that people forget is a lot of kids, depending upon what age they are, their knees may be able to bend over the car seat or not, depending upon what age. Again, you need as much room for a car seat as you do a full-size adult.
Correct, and that's the thing. And so outside, it still has some really nice apportionments, had heated and ventilated front seats, which is great, dual-zone climate control, of course. Once you get used to the infotainment system, or if you're part of the younger generation like me, easy to use. One nice thing, Dad, really easy to park, right? Doesn't matter if you go to Costco, you go to your grocery store,
yep.
You get those front parking spaces, you know, pretty easily, and it's an all-wheel drive vehicle, which is really, really nice. And so that's just something to note, and again, you kind of read some reviews online, you'll see the same thing. But outside of that, a nice little vehicle. As far as pricing goes, it starts out in the mid-30s, and the one we drove was in the mid, I believe was in the mid, was in the mid-40s for this vehicle. And you can kind of apportion it however you want to. And so, again, encourage folks, head to your local dealer. Head to the website first, Dad, as we always encourage people to do that, too.
Yep.
See what the car looks like. See some of the features. You can get a lot of detail these days that way. And when you do head to the dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.